Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Marcia Egan is here. Marcia is a good friend of ours, longtime Brain Trust member, coming up on 6 years as a member of our Brain Trust. She's the founder, CEO of the Egan Group. She's an ICF certified business leader coach. She's the author of Inbox Detox and our good friend, Marcia Egan. Welcome back to the show.
Hey, time flies when you're having fun.
I know. It's good to have you back, Marcia.
Thanks.
So my grandmother told me you get more bees with honey than vinegar.
Well, your grandmother's right.
So when you're dealing with employees, is it the same?
Well, I guess you could say it is the same. We have I work with a lot of small business owners who haven't done that much managing. In other words, they're following their passion.
Right.
They have two or three employees, or I mean, and it gradually grows. And many times they find themselves correcting the squeaky wheel rather than rewarding the behavior that they want to see.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden they have employee morale issues, they have people quitting, and they have to push their employees to perform rather than their employees wanting to perform.
Mm-hmm.
So I have always believed that a pat on the back or honey getting the bees is the way to get people to love their work and to enjoy what they do. So recognition is a huge part of that.
Catch them doing something right instead of catching them doing it wrong.
Yeah. And, mm-hmm. You know,
Tim Blanchard said that a long time ago.
I know. But I think most people intellectually get it. But when they're in the throes of getting work done and working and everything that goes with that, they find themselves finding only the time to fix the thing that's broken rather than to take the half a minute to say, hey, Jim, I really liked the way you handled that client yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And there are a couple secrets to great motivating recognition. But being very specific about what you liked about what Jim did with a client is better than saying you did a good job.
Right. Well, you know, when we're in the throes of the operating day, and things go well, we're thinking, okay, that's how things are supposed to be. Let me move on. You know, why should I slow down and do a victory lap here when that's how things are supposed to work? That's how I trained you. You did your job. I did my job. Let's move on. Let's do something. Let's do it again. But when something's broken, when it's not done well, that's an upset.
Right.
And that slows things down. So it's natural, isn't it? It's a natural reaction to only respond to the things that are causing problems.
Well, because you do have to fix that thing that's happening right now. The thing I like to think about is, What would have happened if 3 or 4 weeks ago you saw them doing something right, so they avoided doing the thing that you now have to correct? It becomes either an upward spiral or a downward spiral in terms of how you give feedback to your employees, because no one's perfect. Well, except for you, Jim. But
everybody knows that.
I needed to say that before you did.
Well, you know, there's a management theory out there. I don't know if you know this or not. It's an old school theory. There's a management theory that the best way to get an employee to mess up really bad is to compliment them on something for no particular reason.
Ooh.
In other words, now if they really knocked it out of the park. If it was evident that this was a difficult customer and they saved the day or something like that, you know, that's fine. But there is an old school theory that I've known about for a long time that if you just go around slapping people on the back for no reason, in other words, they just did their job, that's the best way to get poor performance. Not as I don't know, it's almost like an not that the employee does it on purpose. It's just that it sort of seems like that's what happens. What do you think about that?
Well, I've actually written a blog post on this subject, and it's general praise doesn't work. And if you just say, thank you for being you, or your team did a good job, people don't even know what you're talking about.
Right.
It's better than nothing because they know the boss is happy, mm-hmm. but they don't know what they did that was so good. So as an example, if you have to do a PowerPoint presentation in front of a prospect, instead of saying, that was a great PowerPoint presentation, you might say something like, that PowerPoint presentation was very effective because you used graphics here mm-hmm. and you explained this there mm-hmm. and you only had three words to the screen, whatever. But it's really the more specific the praise is, the better. And recognition can come in two forms, either individual, one-on-one, or in front of other people. So if you're in a team meeting and you want to recognize that person for the PowerPoint, everyone else heard what you've been what you were looking for in the quality of the PowerPoint, rather than Susie did a good job, didn't she? And everybody clapped. No, Susie did a good job because it was brief, it was to the point, the slides were, the graphics were explanatory, blah blah blah.
Well, and the other thing is that that presentation is not going to be perfect. So you can also take an opportunity to say, now, there was this one on number five, slide five there, that was a little too busy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, something like that, sort of balance it out a little bit. But I will say this. I do think that especially when you've got a young employee who is trying hard and they can use a little confidence, mm-hmm. I don't see anything wrong when they deliver something to you that did their job. Every so often saying, good job,
mm-hmm.
or something like that. That makes everybody likes to hear that.
Oh, sure. I'm not saying not to do it.
Nor am I.
Yeah, I'm not saying not to do it, but when you're doing it, if you can add one little specific thing,
that actually
kind of exponentially increases the value of that recognition.
And don't make good job every. Don't say good job every time you turn around, because it's like one time years ago, the new phone book. One of the competing phone books came out, and you know the old phone book would charge you if you wanted your business in bold, right?
Yeah.
Well, they made all businesses in bold for nothing. For nothing, right? Well, if everything's bold, nothing's bold, right?
Exactly.
If everything's a good job, nothing's a bad job.
Hold
on to that thought. EganGroup.com, is that right?
No, it's MarshaEgan.com.
MarshaEgan.com. Check it out, folks.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.